This fall is going to be kind of a big deal, and not just because of the presidential election. Iowa farmers are hoping the fall harvest could be one for the record books. It's too early to know for sure, of course, but planting is off to a roaring start, and corn growers say they're putting in more acres than they have since the Great Depression.
This corn crop will knock your socks off if all the stars line up and the good Lord gives us that blessing.
That's Bill Kauser. He grows crops and raises cattle near Nevada. Dressed in black overalls, he trudges through a field dotted with remnants of last year's corn stalks and inspects the tiny leaves that are beginning to poke through the dark soil.
See, this one is just, you can just start seeing everything kind of popping up through. So, you know, by fall...
Like lots of corn growers across the region, Kauser's planting was helped by a mild spring. But at 57, and after decades of farming, Kauser says he knows better than to get too excited just yet. A lot could still happen, from droughts to floods to pests and diseases. But starting early can give farmers an edge. The National Corn Growers Association's Paul Bertels says the plants have more time to grow before they're up against Midwestern midsummer scorchers.
The sooner you get the crop in, provided you don't have a cold snap, you get that plant in, you get it established, and a lot of times you'll actually get that corn plant through pollination before the real heat of the summer.
Corn growers are planting about twice as quickly as a typical year. More than half the crop is already in the ground, both nationally and in Iowa. And not just that, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says farmers intend to plant more than 95 million acres of corn this year. If they follow through, that would be the most acres since 1937 and what could be a bumper corn crop. Despite all of Kauser's optimism, though, he worries there could be a downside. He says a big crop could suppress prices, while the cost of farming holds steady.
Farmers are their worst enemies because what we do is we always do what we do best, and that's overproduce. If we have more corn than what we can use in ethanol, what are we going to do with that corn? The cattle numbers are down right now. The hog numbers have stabilized. So where does that corn go?
Never fear, says Chad Hart. It will go somewhere. He's an economist with Iowa State Extension. Hart says corn prices would probably drop a bit, maybe a dollar or so, below today's price of more than $6 a bushel. But that's still a lot better than the $2 or $3 corn was fetching as recently as the mid-2000s. Hart doesn't expect any shortage of buyers either.
We've seen ethanol demand really take off over the past 5 years. We're also starting to see export demand, specifically to the Pacific Rim, build over the last couple of years. So as long as that demand for the crop continues to build as quickly as our yield increases go, that can help us maintain prices at a fairly healthy level.
Healthy prices plus a healthy crop could mean the stars align perfectly for corn farmers this year. But if there's anything they'll tell you for sure, it's don't count your bushels before they're harvested.